Now it's time for the celebrity snitch. Huggy Lowdown. Huggy.
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Oh, man. Huggy.
Oh, hi.
Tom.
Yeah. Oh.
Civil J, like Chris Christie wife, say, let's get this over with.
Oh, my God.
Back again, my friend. Feeling worse than the first hour. However, Sybil, I can't afford to not call in because I need the money. And two, dependable Damon will be on the phone in a heartbeat.
Double D.
Dependable Damon saying, seriously, what's the deal, Pickles? Anyway, Sybil, I'm trying to stack a couple of dollars before Mother's Day.
Oh, okay.
I'm surprising my mother, Hattie Jean, with a brand new carburetor. Carburetor, okay. Sybil. Oh, I'm not trying to keep up with the Joiners. Stand in my lane. Hashtag good son. I know. Anyway, let's count down these contenders. Contender number one, Conor McGregor, the former UFC champ. The champ didn't last, and the belt went fast. Nate Diaz tried to choke the St. Patrick's Day out of McGregor's hand. Yep, he's now known as the Irish Buster Douglas, Tom. Contender number two, Holly Holm, got Ronda Rousey by her opponent. She, too, was a part of the UFC choke fest. Contender number three, Donald Trump, for being Donald Trump. The whole world is laughing at us right now. Hell, even the aliens are laughing in outer space. Contender number four, Ben Carson, a.k.a. the Neuro Whisperer. First, Chris Christie, a.k.a. Fatty Wap, endorsed Trump. Now, Ben Carson is endorsing Trump. What is this, the Expendables 4, Sybil? Y'all remember that movie? Contender number five, Hulk Hogan, who's trying to sue for $100 million because Gawker showed a 9-second sex find of him sleeping with his best friend's wife. Now, the sex tape put Ray J on the map, which means Hogan ain't hawkish, Sybil.
Aww.
He must not be a hawkish if he's trying to sue. Yeah. They saying he's more like a Jolly Rancher, Sybil.
Wow.
Contender number six, Little Mama. Little Mama got popped by a cop at 4 o'clock in the a.m. for driving without a license up in Harlem. How the hell did she get out of car seat, Sybil?
Out of
her
car
seat. She changed her name to Old Baby.
Old Baby.
That's a new name, Old Baby. Contender number seven, Khloe Kardashian, for hating on Ciara and Russell Wilson. No sex vibe. She said it's for publicity. Okay, Khloe, to the rescue when all eyes were on Lamar. Mm-hmm. Just because Ciara got a good dude. She can't understand it, Sybil. An NFL dude, black guy, dating a black woman with a kid. Who knew? Contender number eight, Khloe's sister, Kim. You're officially over your nude selfie minutes. Kim, you have kids now. You can take the Kardashian out the sex tape, but you can't take the sex tape out the Kardashian. Contender number nine, Sharon Osbourne. Y'all see Sharon Osbourne, y'all?
Yeah.
63, took a nude selfie. Yeah. Hold on, y'all.
63, took a nude selfie.
And that ain't me being sick, y'all.
Wow.
Took a new selfie like Kim. Let's just say, I know why Ozzy stays high now, y'all. Sybil, I saw the picture, gave me a case of the erectile dysfunction. Contender number 10 and 11, Tank and Genuine. I saw the video of Tank and Genuine. I didn't want to clowning Tyrese, y'all. Complexion. Did y'all see this video?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it had anything to do with Tyrese pumping the brakes on that group TGT. But it seems real suspicious. Corinne Steffens, contender number 12, she called Oprah a H.O.
Yeah.
Yeah. Corinne must have forgot her name is Super what, Sybil? able to leap tall in a single. And you want to know why your husband fist bump you when the pastor say you may now fist bump. He didn't even kiss his bride. So I heard he high-fived her. Maria Sharapova, a.k.a. Sharadopa, you are the Bama of the week. How you doping and still getting your ass whooped? March 23rd through 26th, Dayton, Funny Bone. Hopefully I feel better.
Feel 24.
Better, feel better, hug. Feel better.